Inside Ben Davis Basketball, here we are once again at sectional week. The Giants just came up with a big win against Northwest. I'm Corey Clark, joined by Coach Mark James. Coach, congratulations on the first win at sectionals. Now you got Southport on Friday.
Yep, no easy ones now. They're a really good team. Been ranked 1, 2, or 3 all year. Very athletic, and they've already beaten us by 3 once. So hopefully we'll show up and play.
All right, let's talk about the last time you guys played the Southport Cardinals. What do you think? Joey Brunk wasn't really a big factor, but he's a guy you have to watch out for now this time around.
He was a big factor last time. We just did a pretty good job, I think, of keying on him. We felt going into the game he was the real key, and we kept a guy in front and behind him pretty much the whole game. Tried to limit his touches, and that worked out pretty well for us. We made way too many turnovers in that game, watching the game film the other day. They're a different team than they were. Jason Solomon didn't even play for us in that game. And he's been making a pretty good contribution to us here in the last month, 2 months, really, since Gillis got hurt. So it'll be two different teams, I think, to take the floor than what did in December. And it's going to be a game of fundamentals, I think. You're going to have to play at a pretty high level to win. They're pretty skilled. Their size with Brunk is a problem, but I think we have pretty good size. Most teams they play don't have the size we have. So I think it's going to break down to taking care of the basketball. The same things we talk about all the time, not turn it over, and especially on live ball. Scruggs and Ben are really good in the open court on live, you know, whenever they steal it or they get a long rebound. So that'll be a big concern. They have 3 really quality players in Scruggs, Bennett, and Brunk, and you sort of pick your poison. And I've always sort of decided that the paint area has to be covered first. Now, we'll have trouble doing that because they're shooting the ball pretty well, but I think we'll go into the game much more concerned about ourselves, trying to control our own attitude, own effort, and be in the right places. This is a game that you can't take the convenient step and win. You're going to have to take all the necessary steps on the floor. You're not going to have any place you can take plays off or not do your job. I mean, every time down the floor, all 5 of our guys are going to be doing their job.
Coach Bragg talked to us about how you guys have goals before every game. What are your guys' goals going to be going into Southport?
They're the same every game. It's you know, we want to shoot over 50% at the field, 75% free throw line, no more than 12 turnovers for the game. I mean, we have the same goals. We check them before the game, at half, and after the game. And I think it's good to have short burst of, okay, here's what we're doing, here's what we're not doing. We don't want anyone to have double figures on us at half on the opposing team. When they have, we really struggled. We don't want them to shoot over 40% against us from the field. Just we have 5 or 6 defensive goals and 5 or 6 offensive goals, and that's really what we are playing against at this point in time. It's a game of numbers. You know, if you hit 3 out of 10 threes, that's like shooting 60% on twos. We're shooting 40% on threes for the year. We're shooting over 50% on twos. When we get shots, we're pretty efficient. Gillis is incredibly efficient right now. He's almost back to where he was at the beginning of the year. He struggled when he first came back to free throw line, but boy, in the last couple of weeks, he's really came out of it. His finger's doing a lot better, and we feel good about that. Tate's playing at a pretty high level play still. I think all 5 of our seniors are playing a high level. Harper and Minor are going to make big contributions, I think, if we're going to have any success here the rest of the tournament.
All right, well, one game at a time, Coach. So you can say, Coach, good luck this Friday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Ben.